ourselves to be, as he is still today, a concern for the blind, for the deaf, for the dumb, for the widow, for the lone mother, for the brokenhearted, those who mourn and those who are persecuted. Who would understand as him? For we suffer often as a sinful people, and he suffered sin for us that we might be a holy people, enduring in this lifetime, taking up the cross, dying to self, following the path often of pain, knowing that not too far away, and this is where we take hope, one day God will wipe away all our tears from our eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, no more pain, for the former things will have passed away. Yes, a righteous and a merciful God does allow suffering, even to the innocent. If we look at all of this from man's perspective, we will never understand why suffering is permitted. Because God says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. But let us never forget on this subject of God's unfailing and keeping love. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword, as it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm sure we can all say at the end of this sermon a resounding amen. Well, let us sing again a hymn that reflects our message this morning. And it's in 495. And the tune you will know perhaps as another tune, He Leadeth Me. So again, we'll just ask John if he'll just play the first verse, and then we'll stand to sing. Number 495.